Fly In, Fly Out by Tess Pearson. Fly in. His view through the aircraft window is framed by bittersweet goodbyes. Blur of heat waves over asphalt. Yellow lines, acceleration, dry mouth, G-force, lift, and then buoyancy. His small world shrinks into the wider aerial landscape. When they come into view, the gentle paleness of the salt pans reminds him of his older sister's chicken pox scars, whispery faint and hollow. He allows his eyes to close and dreams of leaping in slow motion on the moon's surface, lunar dust compacted with each step. He imagines it would sound like snow crunching beneath his moon shoes. His body submits to the cool, illicit pleasures of solitude. Fly out. From the air, the mines look like bloody scabs. The dark grey frameworks of buildings glisten like fresh tattoos, ground into the raw, inflamed skin of the land. This land was already red and sore and burnt before they even started digging. It's as though they are airing out buried ghosts, he thinks. His head stings at the top of the skull. His mind feels itchy and ant-ridden. He dips it into the promise that he will give up drinking this time, and it emerges quiet and absolved, ready for touchdown.